Focus on flowers. Michael Pollan wrote a wonderful book called The Botany of Desire, A Plant's Eye View of the World, published in 2001 by Random House. Pollan sees plants as willing partners with humans in 10,000 years of co-evolution. While humans have artificially changed many species of plants, Pollan believes that plants have also been involved in a process of changing humans. Our human desires connect us to plants and, according to Pollan, form a part of our natural history. Plants, unlike humans, are not mobile and cannot escape their predators or extend their influence geographically without help. But plants have evolved ways of attracting others to carry their genes abroad for them. The bees transport pollen, animals carry burrs, birds transport seeds, and so on. On page 71 of his book, Pollan describes his garden in high summer, where individual flowers take their brief stint on stage to seduce bees, butterflies, moths, wasps, hummingbirds, and all other potential pollinators. Natural selection has resulted in flowers that can communicate with other species. For this and other episodes, and to subscribe to our weekly podcast, visit wfiu.org/focusonflowers. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Michael Pollan.